Welcome everybody to episode 130 of the Lost Levels podcast. This is a very special episode. We are doing it midweek, not on the weekend, because we had some huge news. Super Smash Bros. For 3DS leaks, which are real, so get over it. And some Mario Kart 8 DLC info. Actually, a lot more than info screens and a bunch of other nonsense. I'm your host, Super Zamzy, and today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
Hello, everybody.
Soul.
Ridley confirmed.
Oh, God.
And the long-lost Toadette.
Yeah. I'll be back next time.
Yes, so that's our cast. Dark Blue could not make it. He really, really wanted to talk about Super Smash Brothers, but he could
totally
not.
Did. That's not a lie, I promise.
So, the leaks, basically, just a general overview. There were some leaks last week. Someone put out some pictures of the character select screen, the stage select screen, and I think a few images of gameplay. I can't remember.
And videos, which were taken down later on by Nintendo.
The videos came out this week, so this leak actually started last week, and that's when people were like, I don't know about this, team real, team fake.
All that nonsense. And then once, I didn't believe, like, it was, like, so real, but I was like, this can't be real. We've never had a Smash Brothers leak before. I think we've never had a Smash Brothers leak before. And this is the first one that's legit because Nintendo took down the videos and they're trying to sweep it under the rugs, even though people have already, like, every news site has reported it. So to me, it's just like, why take it down?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't think there's any question as whether or not this is real or fake. It's pretty freaking real. I mean, is anyone here that disagrees?
I don't want to say, I'm not going to say that I believe it's fake. It's more of like a kind of like I hope it's fake thing, but it looks real. It looks really legit, but it's more of a thing that I'm disappointed in which the leaks what the leaks showed, and that we can discuss later.
Oh, is this says like honestly, well, if we're going to just roll into it, honestly, I'm not I really like the cast of characters, and are we just going to start in the characters now? Because is that the first? I think that's the first thing.
Yeah. I mean, we can go one by one, and I think Staryu is basically on the same page, right? It's real.
Yeah, I'm one of the people on the MPL chat who first said that, and then Yoshiman was all like, "Oh, it's fake."
Yoshiman, I'm not kidding.
And it's not rude. He literally said that.
We have later news, and I was about to slap him silly. Like, you should see me in the
Skype. I'm not going to go out and forward and say, oh, it's fake. But it's one of those things where it's like, I really hope that's not really who's there. Or at least that's... I mean, people have been rumoring that's not actually the final roster. There's, like, still more
it's
to
not.
Come. Yeah, but from what I've heard...
He said it's not.
I've heard from what other characters are in... that it's still not very impressive.
Well, okay, there's actually, to get into, I think we should discuss the characters now, I have something to discuss on that, Toadette.
So right after we go through the characters, we can talk about the full roster as a whole. Very first character, we're going to go from the top going to the right. The very first one that we have not seen yet is actually a newcomer.
Happy. I love it.
Bowser Freaking Jr.
Yes! No, okay.
Bowser Freaking Jr.
Ezzy, do you not like Bowser Jr.?
No. I mean, okay.
Who's your favorite Koopaling?
I don't really have one.
Would you play as a Koopaling?
Probably not.
Oh, well, okay. If you don't like Bowser Jr., you can play, apparently, that's what he said, you can play as any of the other Koopalings.
What?
They're alternate
proof
skins.
Proof of this. Yeah, proof
oh
of this
Oh my
is,
god.
Proof of this is... What is wrong with you? I love that. If you don't like Bowser, if you don't like Bowser Jr., you have seven other choices.
That's one thing that I can get around with. Like, I can't stand Bowser Jr. Everyone has always heard about how much I hate Yoshi, but if there's one character I hate more than Yoshi, it's Bowser Jr.
I love Bowser Jr.
Well, I don't care what you think. You can like him if you want. I just don't like him at all. He's really annoying, and he's like the worst kind of annoying for me, like the bratty little kid annoying.
I don't like him like that.
I really hate brats, and I just really hate Bowser Jr. But the Koopalings, I mean, I don't really... I don't like them, and I don't dislike them, so they're okay, but I don't really want to be, I really don't want to see Bowser Jr. and Smash Brothers, but it's kind of too late to say that my, that, I don't want to say it's my worst nightmare, but something I really wish didn't happen, happened. He got in before the Bay, man, he got in before Toad. Toad had a good chance this time.
Yeah, see, I'd rather see Toad.
I would rather see Bowser Jr. I
don't like Bowser Jr. I'm kind of shocked. All, like, I didn't really think that this was real. Like, I was like, please.
Sorry.
When I saw the videos, yeah. It was so fluid. Like, everyone was saying, oh, the videos are fake. You can Photoshop that. You can't Photoshop a video. You'd have to do a lot of freaking work to edit something into a game or make a Flash thing to make it look like it's in a game. But even then, that would be so, so, so complicated to do. Especially not one single person could do that. Right, there's a lot of people who work on this game to do different things. So there's no way someone could just edit something in. Like, everyone's saying, oh, you could just edit that in. You could Photoshop it. No, you can't. You can't Photoshop videos. But, yeah, that's all I have to say on it. But I'm just kind of shocked. That's pretty much it. Not disappointed, just shocked.
Going into, going just quickly back into the Koopalings thing, proof of this is in, he has a picture of, I think, prizes he won from Smash Run, and one of them shows Larry Koopa by himself in a Koopa clown car, which is basically proof for it. Also, if you didn't know, Bowser Jr. fights in the Koopa clown car. Like, his standard special is, like, he shoots a bullet bill out of the mouth of it, which looks hilarious. And I think his jab combo is, like, those punching gloves he has from New Super Mario Bros. Wii U, whatever it's called. As for me, really like it. I don't even like, Bowser Jr. hasn't really had that much of a role except for in Super Mario Sunshine. I don't like him in I really never liked him in Super Mario Sunshine, but for some reason, I love him in Mario Kart Wii. Like, I don't know why. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't have any speaking roles. There's no story to the game, but I really like playing as him, and that's why I'm very happy he's a playable character now.
That's a reason why I really, really thought that he shouldn't have been a playable character, and kind of Rosalina, too, because they don't really... I mean, Rosalina, I guess I could understand because she's supposed to have, like, incredible cosmic power. But what does Bowser Jr. even do?
The Koopa clown car. He, like,
the
punches.
Koopa, that's it. That's it. Yeah. I appreciate
that. But that's all he needs.
What does Falco use? All he uses is, Fox. All he uses is his fist and a gun. If we're going to go that far into bases, I can say... All Mario does is throw fireballs and flip his cape.
That's true. All right. I guess you got me there. But I'm just saying, like, I really get mad when they put characters who don't play as big as a role as other characters. Like, you know, if you just, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just really mad that he got over Toad. Because, a lot of people say that Toad is useless, but he's done a lot more stuff than Bowser Jr.'s ever done. When you think about it deep down, he's done way more than Bowser Jr. ever has. I mean, obviously, he's been in the series longer, and, you know, I figured, you know, they should have, like, the original cast in before they add any other characters.
I will say that while I would have rather have seen Toad, looking at the current Bowser Jr. and what he's doing in this game and the possibilities he has for a moveset, it probably does make more sense to have him, because all the things you can do with the Koopa clown car, that's quite a bit. But then you also have things like Shadow Mario and the paintbrush, which I don't think we've seen anything from that.
My theory is it's going to be his final smash. Either that or maybe likely. Like his side special.
But, and we, well, how remember... will that be like the Koopaling's final smash? They can't be Shadow Mario's.
Well, I'm talking about the paintbrush, not Shadow Mario.
I mean, they could be skins. Like, it doesn't have to make complete sense. But...
I love the Koopalings in it. I'm not sure if I'm going to play as Bowser Jr. or Larry. I love both.
One thing you have to remember is that all these characters also have their custom moves, so I think everyone has, like, 8 additional moves. I don't know how many, but so many more. So you have to remember that these characters 12. Need more things to do, and I don't know if Toad could do it all. I mean, I'd rather have seen Toad, but as a character, but I don't know. Bowser Jr. just makes a little more sense.
Almost all of them, except for, I think, Palutena and the Mii Fighters, they all have just different properties to them, or, like, longer animations. It's not like they're totally different moves. But and in case anyone was wondering, I highly doubt that the skins, the Koopaling skins, will have different properties or special moves. Which is also to mention that apparently every character has 8 alternate costumes / alternate colorations.
Oh my gosh,
that's a
like
lot.
Olimar apparently has 4 regular ones, like, you know, his normal one, and like 3 different colors. And Alf from Pikmin 3 will also have be in there.
It's a shame it's just Alf, though. You figured, you know, he should have one for Louie, he should have one for the president, he should have one for Alf, Charlie, and Brittany.
Well, I don't think the president, but I like
The president was Brittany. You could play as the president in Pikmin 2.
Was it Pikmin 2? Yeah.
He was a pretty important character. I mean, it's just a skin too. I'm not saying. I don't really think Pikmin should get any more representatives, because even though every character is different in their personality, they would all pretty much have the same moves. They wouldn't even be a clone in the sense that like Marth and Lucina are. Like, they would be exact clones in terms of fighting.
Can we? Do we want to move on to Mr. Garlic?
Sure,
Mr. Yeah. Garlic.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Big sexy. Oh,
yes. Wario.
Wario is a given. I'm not upset about Wario.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for big sexy
Wario. I hope one thing, even though I guess this is kind of spoiler, but he will be like one of our next characters. I hope he does have slight changes to him, like Ganondorf doesn't. He doesn't have any changes from what we can tell. He's
Ganon's
still terrible.
Back, by the way.
Yeah, he's back. That's what I'm saying. But Wario, I hope he does, because I don't like his motorcycle attack.
I heard his fart move is back.
Well, I'm not sure if that's true. Not saying you're wrong. I'm just not sure if that's true, because I didn't see any information. But the fart move is the best. I really hope he has the atomic fart. But another thing I don't like about Wario is his Wario Man Final Smash. I just want that, like, a super fart. Like, basically, when he blinks red, times that fart, but, like, times 20. it's like Jigglypuff's Finals. Oh, old Final Smash, because I bet she has a new one.
Oh, they need to change Jigglypuff's Final Smash. They
especially since she's a fairy type. Like, she can use Moon Blast or something.
Fairy Magic.
That's not a move.
After fairy everything wind, we've seen... Moonblast. I have very little hope that they've changed things to these characters. I don't expect changes for Wario. I don't expect a lot of changes to Final Smashes. Like, I don't know. Maybe Peach, because they've refused to show it.
Why was Peach so bad?
They changed Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah, well, Sheik,
they had
but they're different characters.
I guess I can
well,
be
they
glad.
Didn't change Sheik's.
I guess I can be glad that Toad isn't gone for good. At least I can see him being used as a shield.
So is Peach going to be your main because of Toad?
That's in Brawl. That was the only reason I ever used Peach, just to use the Toad move. And right now, I think a main reason that I'm disappointed in this Smash Brothers, even though it looks really awesome, is that there's only 2 characters I want to play as.
Who?
Little Mac and Olimar. That's it.
Oh, I forgot your.
What about the Fire Emblem characters?
I almost forgot. I might play as Robin too. Like Olimar, Little Mac, Robin, and maybe Rosalina. Those are like the only characters I'm interested in. I'm just really mad. I thought Toad had a chance this time. I guess you should never underestimate the power of Sakurai, since he can bring pretty much anyone he wants in there.
I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for this game.
I'm not excited for the game, because I am. I'm just not excited for the roster. I'm excited for the game itself. Just like, you know, at least I can still be my main man, Olimar. But, you know, Olimar's going to be kind of lonely, because apparently they took out my other main.
Oh.
Lucas?
Lucas, yeah.
Aww. Well, I can't believe Sol was right on that. I was mad as hell. I'm like, oh.
Well, okay, the rumor. That was a fake. Never mind.
I was like, oh man, Sol's gonna be right, he's gonna brag about it. And he did. He did it on Skype.
I did only I only did it for about like 3 sentences. I was like, I was right, I knew it, I was gonna
Oh
be
yeah,
right.
They took out my other main too. I used to in Brawl, there are 4 characters I played as in Brawl. There was. I mean, it's also Peach, but I only played as Peach for Toad. So there are four characters I played as seriously. There's Olimar, Lucas, Kirby, and Ice Climbers. And now I'm only left with two guys. And there are a couple of new guys I want to play as, which is cool. But like, you know, Olimar's all lonely now.
Well, apparently, I think the Ice Climbers are still returning. Like, I can't take
out the Ice Climbers, man. I can see why they could take out Lucas, because he was only in one game. Well, but Ice Climbers are almost, like, they're almost, like, part of Smash Bros. History.
Well, I guess Sakurai did say that he was having trouble trying to put the Ice Climbers in, so maybe just cut them out completely. Which disheartens me, because he just said he meant...
Newcomers, Ice Climber 1, Ice Climber 2!
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying, like, really, can you just put Popo or Nana in it? If that 8 thing is true, like, hey, we can have four colors for Popo and four colors for Nana, and it's just one Ice Climber, and I would be
that might work.
Happy with that.
But one Ice Climber sucks, though.
Well, they can buff it.
Yeah, they probably...
They can pretty much make, like, one Ice Climber with the strength of two. Like, you know, Popo's been working out.
Or Nana.
Yeah, because you can alternate costumes. But Popo's, like, pretty much useless about Nana.
I always liked how I don't know if they could do this in Melee too, because there's been years since I played Melee, but I liked how in Brawl you could switch Ice Climber. Like, there were some colors in which Nana would be the leading Ice Climber, and some in which Popo would be the leading one. I always thought that was cool.
I understand that he wanted to have the equal roster for each game, like, but honestly, like, because he was saying he was having trouble with the 3DS version. You can either just cut the Ice Climbers from this game and put them in the Wii U version, or do the thing, like I said, like, just do one of them in the 3DS, because I don't even like the Ice Climbers, but it feels like it's obvious that they're missing. Like, Wolf, I also am sad that he's not returning, because he isn't. I really like him. Out of the three Star Fox characters, I don't know who I like more, Falco or Wolf, because Wolf controls a little bit better than Falco, but Falco's
There are
faster.
Some characters that I forget that are Smash Brothers characters. Are there any characters that you forget are in the game? But don't count newcomers, since they're obviously new. It's hard to remember them. But
not really.
No.
I'm really good.
I always forget that Lucario's a character. Like, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who uses Lucario.
Toadette, you just... Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about Lucario.
It's even uses Lucario? I'm not saying he's bad. I actually heard he's pretty good, but it's just like, I never see anyone use him. It's just like how in Mario Kart 7, I never see anyone use Donkey Kong or Honey Queen.
Yeah, I never seen... when I used to play on Brawl Wi-Fi, I never seen anyone use Lucario. It would be like once in a blue moon.
I hope that
the Pokemon get shiny colorations this time, because they never done that before. I think maybe with Pikachu
they did that.
Yeah,
I thought they did with Lucario.
Out of the gutters.
They should have a Raichu coloration for Pikachu.
No, they definitely
Jigglypuff
have
shiny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Jigglypuff kind of has a shiny. Yeah, it's kind of. But yeah, it'd be cool if like Pikachu got like and the other Pokemon got like some like shiny colorations or whatnot.
Moving on.
Mr. Game and Watch.
You can have your gross yellow Lucario.
Mr. Game and Watch.
I don't care about Game and Watch. I'm happy he's returning, but I never.
What?
Liked
How do you not care about Mr. Game and Watch?
Well, it's because I don't like using him.
I used to use Game and Watch a little bit back in the day. He's all right. He was also pretty much a given since he's not like a super veteran, but he's like a pretty good veteran. Like he's been there since Melee.
He was my older brother's main, and I think Melee. I just don't like him, but I do like if another character like the Ice Climbers, even though they're gone. If he wasn't in the game, it would feel really weird without him.
Yes, it would. I'd be so sad.
I love spamming Mr. Game & Watch's smashes. Like, you can ask Timmy. Yep. Timmy can't stand me when I play Mr. Game & Watch.
Is that the one with, like, the crab and the chair and whatever?
Yeah, like, he uses the fire, then he uses the giant helmet thing, and then he has the two hammers where he just goes like that.
Ah, that's it.
Mr. Game & Watch goes hard. He'll just beat you with a goddamn hammer.
I like Game & Watch, though, even though I don't like him. I like Game & Watch, though, because he's one of those characters maybe Sheik's, I was gonna compare him to Sheik, but Sheik's way too easy to get down. But Game & Watch is one of those characters where you can do really well with him if you practice hard enough. Like, he's very technical, and I like that in a character, even though I'm never good with it. But that's besides the point. Do we have anything else? I'm done with Game & Watch.
Woo! Yeah, we can move on. Ganondorf.
Mm-hmm. I'm upset
he doesn't look like his Hyrule Warriors version.
I wasn't expecting
for
that.
Yeah, it might be the game might be too soon for him to look like that. But I wanted to play as Weave Ganon.
I wanted to play as Ocarina of Time Ganon, because I don't like Twilight Princess Ganon. He looks creepy.
It would be, like, so awesome if they made, like, a little video montage where, like, Ganondorf lets down his hair, like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Ganondorf,
don't you dare touch my Weave Link!
But, okay, first of all, he was one of the characters shown in the videos, and he is terrible. He seems just as slow, his attacks are pretty much the same, and nothing, he just...
I hope
he still can't use a sword.
He still can't use a sword. He still has his sword taunt, too.
I like that. I don't want him using a sword. We have enough
sword
characters.
Ganondorf needs some type of buff, though, because he's so horrible.
He's the second slowest.
He's, like, so lanky. I wish they, like, made him like he was in Melee, where he was, like, you know, he was, like, really heavy, but, you know, he was, like, kind of quick-moving. But in freaking Brawl, he's, like, a giant, just a brick, like, not even on wheels. He's just a brick.
Like, in Melee, you could use him. Like, he wasn't extremely good. He wasn't, like, Falco. I don't remember who was the highest tier. But he was pretty good. Now he was just terrible, and he's probably still going to be terrible. And I'm hoping that Jigglypuff isn't terrible either, because they both have terrible speed, and they both were extremely nerfed. They were, like, the two ones that took the biggest blow from Brawl, and they both were extremely nerfed. So then both are, like, we can't, I don't want to risk.
Wasn't Ganondorf at, like, the ass bottom of the tiers?
He's the lowest tiered character.
Oh my god, poor Ganon. I actually liked using Ganon, because I really liked his white his white coloration, because he just looked, I thought he looked cool.
I like all the dark coloration characters.
You can,
like, there's a Shadow
Zelda.
You
can, like, kick ass with Ganon, but it's hard because he's like,
it's very
here
hard.
I come!
He's Captain Falcon, but slower. And then
he's fat
attacks.
Captain Falcon, even though he's not actually fat.
Yeah. I'm done with Ganondorf, too.
With Ganon, I think what they'll do is have very, very slight and minimal changes that only if you're really paying attention you'll notice. I think the bigger changes will come in, like, the more stat-wise. Like, a hit is worth... Yeah, a hit is worth more or something. I think
that's
where the change will come.
I don't like clone characters as much as because of that. Like, I can see, like, this attack is much more powerful than the previous version, but this other attack has changed...
I had a dumb moment. I was about to ask if Captain Falcon was back. I was like, wait, he already is.
So, let's get him back to it. I don't like slight percentage changes, because, like, similar to how certain carts in Mario Kart, like, if it's a slight change in handling, I won't feel it. But with Ganondorf, stats, I don't feel it either, so it's just, like, a waste of time.
Think of
me.
It like this.
The clone character... Oh, sorry.
Think of it like this. Playing as Ganondorf is like playing Mario Kart and switching from Toadette to Bowser.
Yes. And I just... I want his... If it's a stat thing, like, I want it to be noticeable. And that's what I like about clone characters. Like, Dr. Mario, he's the first clone I thought of. In this case, he's slower. He's slower than Mario, but he has, I think,
He's better.
He is better, and if he has percentage changes, I want them to be noticeable. I want his
less sucky. Like, make his punch easier to hit with people, because he has an awesome punch.
Make it a quick jab. Make it a quick jab and just less powerful. Like,
Grab his opponent and just, like, kick him in the balls or something like that. Or in the boobs if they're a female. Or if it's, like, Kirby or something.
Now,
if it's
that's sexual assault.
If it's, like, a character with, like, no visible genitals, just punch him in the face.
Kirby. Well, no, he can just... They should change his side special to that, because he already kind of does that. Like, he swoops in. Yeah, he swoops in and, like, grabs them and wizard chokes them. I think it's called wizard choke, but he should just punch them in the face instead.
Moving on from Ganondorf.
Yay. Who's next? Falco. That ain't Falco.
Falco looks no different than what he was on Brawl. I mean, there's no videos, of course. I'm just saying, like, in terms of the mugshot I'm seeing, he looks no different than
Brawl. No, from... You
they
don't
look
see
like
it,
they're conjoined twins.
Yeah. Well, no, if you look to the left of it, he's, like, bent over. It's like he's doing the same position as Fox, but mirrored. You can see his shoulder. He's doing the same position. What?
I mean, like, in terms of his design, he doesn't look different. Oh.
A lot of characters don't look different.
I think it's fine that he's the same.
I know, but I'm just pointing it out. Can I point it out?
He just has bolder colors, which he has bolder colors, which I really like. He has like the color. He's his feathers and his beak are more colored
like
Star Fox Explorer.
It's more blue, like a lighter blue, because everything in his game looks lighter and like less dark and just grayish and dullish like Brawl.
And this is the best, like, style. Like, of course it looks better than previous games, but in terms of styles, this is definitely the best game. I like, because it's a mix of Melee and Brawl, which I like. It has the somewhat realistic, like, modeling of Brawl, but the bright, cheery atmosphere of, Melee.
Oh, yes.
But with Falco, we don't know anything about him. I assume he's basically the clone for Fox, but now he's still a clone, but like he feels almost so different because of he has the different blaster and his shield works differently and his speed is different, but he's still a clone. But whenever I play, I can't play as Fox, but I can play as Falco. I'm glad he's back. I had no doubt he was coming back. Like, some people were thinking he was going to be replaced with Wolf, who apparently was cut, which I already said I don't like. Honestly, you can't cut Falco. He came before Wolf, and he's Falco. He's Falco. He's the second in command. If any Star Fox character were to come, it'd be, besides Fox, of course, it would be Falco.
Oh, I remember my old days when I used to use forms and sights back when I was, like, 10 or 11 years old. And I used to be, like, and when people were, when Brawl was first announced, like, in 2006, like, I remember, like, people were saying, like, oh, who do you think's returning? Who do you think's, like, leaving? I kept saying, like, oh, Falco's leaving because he's a clone. And I would literally, like, whine. Like, it wasn't even just, like, me saying that, oh, I don't think he's going to return because he's a clone. I would whine about it on the forums and stuff. I was such a silly little kid. Like, I would be like, oh, Falco sucks because he's a clone. And, like, ugh. I wonder if that's how kids are now when they play and when they're on forums and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, actually, truth be told, like, I've been on the internet, like, this side story. I've been on the internet since I was, like, 7. Like, I grew up with a family.
Oh, that's too young.
I've been, well, no, but the problem is people never thought I was 7. Like, I didn't know how to handle.
That's the problem with the internet. Oh, my gosh.
No,
I don't
want
to talk to
7.
I've been on the internet since I was 5.
Oh, my
I grew up with a
family. I know. My first forum, I was like, 7.
Tode, how old were you when we first talked?
How old were you? How old was I when we first talked?
Yeah, like in 2008, how old were you?
Oh no, my brain is failing me.
Subtract 6
years ago.
That's 6 years ago? I would have been 10 or 11.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh, you guys have known each other.
I was like 12 or something like that.
You're like a year and a half older than me.
Yeah, so I was like 11 or 12.
I was 8.
Oh my gosh. When I was 10, I only got an hour of time on the internet because you had to log in, sign in, and then you had to log out and turn off the internet because that's how it worked back then.
Were modem noises that bad?
Back in the ancient days.
Back in the 1800s.
Back in the 1800s when we had to crank the thing to make, like, get the camera and you have to crank it so it would show a video and it'd be all gross and silent and there wouldn't be any noise and it'd be very ugly.
Back when you had to use a phone and use dial up to turn up the freaking internet. Because you can't be on the phone and be on the internet at the same time.
Was dial up that noisy?
Oh my god, don't get me started on dial up.
Was it that loud though?
Was
it like a problem?
You cannot do it late at night because your parents will know.
It's like,
I've heard that joke so many times. I've heard that story so many times. It's hilarious.
I remember those days.
So from Falco to Dial-Up to Jigglypuff.
To Jigglypuff. Okay, let me get started. Let me get started with something on Jigglypuff. All right, Jigglypuff better not be so damn bad like she was in Brawl, because I will not have that crap. All right, freaking, oh, we have a character who has some flaws. That's not some flaws. That's a ton of damn flaws. Okay, being the lightest character in the damn game, being the slowest on the ground, having not the strongest attacks, having the slowest smashes in the game, really having a shield that's actually one of the smallest in the games. In the game, having one of the smallest shields, and then if that shield pops, you automatically die.
Really? I like doing that in the loading screen for online. Just keep killing myself.
And then
wait. So what would happen? Like if your shield popped? I thought you said run out.
And back in like the original Super Smash Bros. And I think in Melee 2, Jigglypuff had a giant shield. Jigglypuff had one of the biggest shields in the game. So it was understandable, but Jigglypuff has one of the smallest shields, and then if it pops, you automatically die, because Jigglypuff flies up and then dies. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Unless if you hit a wall above you.
Yeah, unless that happened, then of course you wouldn't die, you would just like get like, keep spinning.
You'd fling up.
Yeah, and then Jigglypuff's rest being nerfed? Come on. We can't do all that. You can't just make a character so horrible. I really hope that they bring Jigglypuff back up to par.
And add some fairy-type stuff.
Yeah, add like a little bit of fairy magic to Jigglypuff's moveset. When Jigglypuff attacks, like, make it, like, so, like, a little bit of pixie dust, like, comes out of Jigglypuff's foot when, like, Jigglypuff kicks you, like, have some foot, does that make sense? Like, you have a little pixie dust?
I just never understood why is Jigglypuff, like, she's literally a joke character in, like, Brawl. She is a joke. Like,
yeah.
If you play as her, you're
OG joke character. Or was that Pichu?
I'm talking about Brawl. Pichu. Pichu wasn't good because it was literally just Pikachu, but
Pichu
worse.
Pichu wasn't good. Pichu would damage
I would
know.
I would say who was the original joke character? Was it Brawl Jigglypuff or Pichu?
Pichu. Well, Pichu, of course.
Pichu
of course.
Damaged himself. Are you kidding me? Who's gonna seriously play as a character who damages himself? Little, you can't even.
Hey, good
play
news, Pichu. Pichu isn't back, guys.
Oh no!
And neither is Mewtwo.
Pichu evolved into Pikachu in Brawl. That's how I feel, because that Pikachu in Brawl like acts like so much like Pichu.
Well, actually, that's a fan theory. He has like the same one of the same costumes as Pichu, and he has Volt Tackle, a move only Pichu can learn, and then you level it up to a Pikachu.
A fan theory.
Yes, it is a fan theory.
A fan theory. A game theory. Thanks for watching.
Jigglypuff. As for me, I want Jigglypuff to be different, and I'm trying to think how, but, like, the pixie dust thing, I guess, would work. But I want, like, some of her specials to be changed, because I still don't like Rollout. I hate Rollout.
Well, Rollout was better in Brawl than it was in Melee.
It was better in Brawl, but I don't like... It's like Yoshi's Egg Roll. I don't like that lack of control. It makes me... And Sonic's... I think it's called, like, Spin Dash in that. But I don't like it for Jigglypuff just doesn't work. If it were, like, I want, like Disarming Voice, which is a Pokemon move. I would like that. That'd be cool. Like, it could do a flash stun.
Okay,
thing.
This is what I want done. Okay. Let me get up. Okay. I want Jigglypuff Sing to be bigger. I want bigger and better. I want the Sing to, like, literally reach more higher places. Like, you know, in Project M, or whatever, like, Brawl Plus, or whatever one of these...
It was Project M.
It was one of these mods where Jigglypuff's Sing would either... If it is the same size, make it so that you actually make that person go to sleep, and you can smack them. So that you don't just wake up automatically while I'm still doing the Sing. Because that's ridiculous. So I want the Sing to be either bigger, so it covers a whole lot of things, or I want you to be able to stop Sing midway.
Yeah, that Sing... That Sing...
Or maybe... No, maybe it's just shorter. Like, Jigglypuff's... Like, the radius stays while she... Like, she sings... And the radius stays, and then she can punch you.
Brawl Sing was only good for, like, team battles, because then you could sing, and then your teammate could, go on and hit them. But you couldn't.
Yeah. I want Jigglypuff's shield to be buffed. I want Jigglypuff's moves to be buff. Like, make her like she was in Melee. Like,
Jiggly,
you know, that
buff.
Type of... Yeah, Jigglybuff. Jigglybuff. Wigglytuff, whatever the case is. Igglybuff. I just want some type of buff.
I love Igglybuff.
I want an Igglybuff to Jigglypuff. All right?
Yeah,
if Sakurai doesn't
yeah,
fix
Brawl
Jigglypuff
with Igglybuff. We need some Wigglytuff over here.
Yeah.
If like, really, if Sakurai doesn't do it, like, he... I'm not going to say he's a fool because he made this game. Or, yes, I am. I'm not going to say he's an idiot. But so... he's a fool. He's a fool to not change Jigglypuff. Like, I still don't... I was going to justify him with Ganon, but even Ganon, you can't... I can't
so
justify
be careful with
him.
Your words. Do not anger Sakurai. Right now, he is probably sending the leaker to the pit of eternal fire.
I don't care.
Sakurai is listening to this podcast right now, and he's ready to kill Soul.
Moving on from...
Did everyone say what they thought about Jigglypuff?
And did I allow you to go next? No. Moving
Ooh,
on.
Yes.
Moving
newcomer.
On to a canine. To a canine. A canine with who
Can't
has
SC say
flying,
what the character is?
Look,
oh
who
my.
Has a flying companion. And he might be Wolf...
Who is the
not.
Character? What's his name?
I'm not gonna say it, Ezzy, you have
Ezzy,
it.
Ezzy, say it.
It's Duck Hunt, which is
I was gonna give
question
you a
mark.
Builder.
Why is that his
Duck
name?
Duck Hunt Dog. It's
Duck
Hunt Dog.
Duck Hunt Dog. Duck Hunt Dog.
I think he comes
wait,
with
does
the bird,
image
the
actually
duck
say...
The image, it's oh, abbreviated Duck Hunt. I think I already told you this. Like, I feel like I really did tell you this last podcast. It's abbreviated to Duck Hunt, like, other characters, like... It's not Pikmin and Olimar. It'd be Olimar. It's not Rosalina and Luma.
But the dog's
it's
name
Rosalina.
Isn't Duck Hunt.
That's what
the
I'm saying.
The dog doesn't have a name.
Yeah, it doesn't have a name, but I'd rather just see, like, dog. Because Duck Hunt doesn't make
sense. You really would think see dog?
Well, Duck Hunt doesn't make sense.
Well, it's a Duck Hunt team. There's the Duck Hunt duck. And, wow, that sounds stupid. And do you want to be called Duck and Dog? Like, that doesn't
oh,
make actually, yes.
I'd
rather have
Duck
and
dog.
I don't like that. Duck and Dog doesn't make much sense.
Great idea, Saul. Thank you.
No, shut up. Anyway, I really like... I can't believe you took one of my sarcastic comments and turned it into a serious idea. Anyway,
oh, yes.
I like the Duck Hunt Dog a lot. Like, okay, I swear, I promise you this. Duck, like, I've seen, like, people saying, like, oh, Duck Hunt Dog would be coming in, like, these fake leaks. And every time, I'm just like, that's ridiculous. Why would they include that there? But now that they have him here, like, I feel like... Why did I ever say... Like, I don't know why, but now just seeing that model, I really like his look. I like the cute little... He looks very cute. He looks very dopey, and I don't have a dog, so I guess that's me, like, being...
Oh, Saul, I share your pain. I don't have a dog either.
I want a dog.
I want a dog, but my parents won't let me get one.
Dog.
Yes.
I have to wait till I move out of my house.
My thing is, I'm really wondering how he works, because I don't think we've ever... Well, yeah. Pikachu kind of is on... All fours, but I think he's the only character who's ever been on all fours.
Well, remember the Duck Hunt Dog isn't always on all fours when he laughs.
That's true. But
speaking
that's
of which, he better
be
have
a
that as a goddamn taunt.
Oh, he has the giggle.
Exactly.
He definitely does.
With the original sound effects, too.
No, with the 8-bit, oh, don't like
no,
that.
No, they have to.
The 8-bit stuff?
That
no,
needs
to
be used for trolling. Trolling online.
It'll be the new You're Too
perfect.
Slow.
The giggles in it. You know the giggles in it. If he isn't, once again, he's a fool. That's the entire personality of the Duck Hunt Dog. It's his giggles.
You know, surprisingly, it's kind of funny.
No.
It's kind of funny. Duck Hunt Dog's been the character that I see the most anger about.
Yes.
Yet, I am not even half as angry about the Duck Hunt Dog as I am with Bowser Jr.
I love Bowser. Anyway. I'm also, the duck is probably going to be doing his attacks, but, like, I want to, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to, like, bite people as his, like, standard attacks, like his tilts and a jab? And, like, is this duck his special? Because I'm imagining
he's going to use the shotgun,
I was going to say he's going to use the zapper.
The zapper? Oh, like the gun?
You don't know what that is?
Like, no, like the gun? The gun, right?
Yeah,
was it called the zapper? I could have sworn it had another name.
It was called, I think it was the Zapper.
Almost positive.
My mother,
it was either that or Super, no, the Super Scope was the Super Nintendo. I don't know what it's called.
When I was,
Super Scope's an item anyways.
Look it up while we're doing this.
Okay.
When I was young.
Just keep going, I'll go look it up.
Okay, Duck Hunt Dog, Actually, you know what's funny? Okay, don't make fun of me. But back when I was a little kid, I was obsessed with dogs. And Toadette knows this, because she knows what the secret name was back then. But
oh, God, it has something to do with dogs. Okay.
Ooh, you, no, you wouldn't, you'll never guess it, because it's something that's so different that you wouldn't guess it. But
something about a wolf?
No. Okay, can I please talk?
Guessing. He doesn't want you to know.
Okay. So you made me lose my train of thought. Okay.
You were talking about how you love dogs. And
yes, okay.
About dogs.
I wanted a Nintendog to be playable in Smash Bros. Brawl. And I know that sounds so silly, but I just thought it'd be so cute to play as a little puppy and just knock everyone out. I thought that'd be so cute as a kid.
So you kind of have one.
That's
kind
of why.
Yeah, we kind of have a dog.
That's kind of why I want to play. I wanted Toad to be in, because he'd be kind of like Jigglypuff. Not in moves. I hope if Toad ever got in, he wouldn't be like Jigglypuff. That'd be horrible. I'm just saying in the sense that it's like using the Pokemon, like you're playing, or Kirby, like you're playing as this cute little thing, but then you become like vicious and kick everyone's ass.
Yeah, like that.
Cute
that would
characters
be what it
are
is.
The best.
In a way, I'm using this as a blessing, so now that I have my own dog as a playable character. And I don't count Fox or Wolf as dogs. They're a fox
they're
and that's
canines,
a wolf.
Not dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're part of the same family, but we're talking about, like, domestic dogs.
We're talking about dogs. It is called
the Zapper. It's called the NES Zapper.
Speaking of the Zapper, I don't even think I was, like, conscious. I'm conscious. I must have been, like, two. But apparently my mother, she's not as protective, but she still is
my
pretty,
mother
like, crazy protector, and she apparently took away the Zapper from, like, she wouldn't let my older brother and sister use the Zapper because it was like a fake gun and she didn't like it. But I think, can you still play Duck Hunt without the Zapper? I think you can.
I
but
don't
it's just
know
really hard to...
How? Don't quote me on that, because
I think you can use the controller. It's just terrible to play. I have my NES still. I just don't have the. I'm not even.
Oh,
sure
I
if
still
I have
my NES too, but I have like no games.
I have maybe.
I have Super Mario Bros. 3, and it barely works.
I have two. I think I have all three of them.
Oh, sell it!
You don't get much money.
What?
You get it's like $15.
What?
For all three.
What?
Yeah, they're
How?
Common. If I'm being honest, like if there's an expensive NES game, you'll hear about it. Like it's one of the rare games. There's no like middle ground. It's either super cheap or super expensive to get.
I wonder how much Rob costs on eBay.
I think that's actually a lot of money because they're not. Speaking of Rob, he's
the
next character.
I'll look it up.
Segway,
yeah. Good job.
I'll look it up.
So
Rob's in the
Rob,
game.
I love. Am I the only one who loved Rob in Brawl?
I loved Rob.
I used to hate his lasers.
They were pretty.
I used to hate
him. I love
him,
Kirby
but
was like beep when he would like fire.
Oh beep. yeah, that was awesome.
I used to hate him, but I grew to love him as I actually played him.
Beep 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 beep.
Oh no! See, that's the opposite for me. The only reason I like Rob is the same reason I really like Game & Watch and the Duck Hunt dog. Because they're like these really cool retro characters that we get to see brought back. But the more I played with
and
them, I'm like,
was,
oh my
Pit
gosh,
trying,
I do not
like
them.
Like
oh my
that
gosh.
Too.
I just realized that Duck Hunt Dog replaced Ice Climbers. They're both the retro characters.
And, Pit,
NES
and
characters.
Pit, too. Pit was kind of one of those characters.
In terms of Rob, I like
That's
how
true.
Rob looks right now. Like, I just feel like that is a really bodacious design.
He reminds me of the Mario Kart DS appearance.
Yeah, like, I just really like that mugshot for some reason. It makes me want to play as him.
He's been arrested, that's his mugshot.
And I love playing as the Gray Rob, because it reminds me of that little toy Rob that I used to have, that I don't have anymore.
You had a Rob?
Yeah, I did. But I don't have
I
it
didn't.
Anymore, and my brother sold it. So... Oh. I'm Robless now, but Rob is gonna come back.
You've been robbed of your Rob.
Ah, yes.
I've been robbed.
We both said it. I was like, "You've been robbed."
Oh my God, robbed! I have been robbed. If you're listening to this podcast, post that in the comments. I have been robbed. Spider Star,
you
has been robbed.
If you find my Nintendo Network ID somehow, you can just say I've been robbed. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to friend us on Miiverse, you have to send us a message. You have to send us a message saying I got robbed, so we know you were from you're from the podcast.
Yes, do it.
Moving from the NES to the Super Nintendo.
Wait.
Oh, you have more? You have more? Yeah.
Yeah, it's my job. Moving from the NES to the Super Nintendo.
You took it? Really? You took my segment?
We have a returning veteran, Ness.
Timmy.
Woo. I'm right.
Oh, yeah. Let's just call him Timmy.
Timmy. The snail.
Isn't Timmy the white Ness or the pink Ness?
I thought Timmy's the
white Ness.
Yeah, okay. White Ness is called Timmy. Normal Ness is just Ness.
Yeah. Okay, but Ness, oh my god, I'm so glad Ness is returning. I had a little bit of doubt. Because Sakurai teases us. You don't know. Sakurai always does this. He never shows off, like, Ness or Jigglypuff. He always, like, puts them in his little pocket. He doesn't show them until, like, after the game is out. I'm like, stop
teasing. He wiggles them in front of...
Yeah.
He, like, puts them
in the
pocket.
Can you believe Luigi was one of those characters, too, in Brawl? Like, yeah. It would be obvious that Luigi would return in a game, but he was actually one of those characters. Like we didn't know for sure... that he was in there until he came out. By the way, a Rob is over $100.
Holy!
I think that's how much you bought a Rob for.
This is a desk lamp. This is a desk lamp someone made that looked like Rob. I'm looking online now at prices, and there's like this Nintendo NES system deluxe that came with like a Rob and a Zapdos and games, and it's over $1,000.
Oh god.
I don't have that money.
Yeah. Sorry, Rob.
I had to stay robbed. I hope Ness's victory theme is like it was in Melee in the original, because I didn't like his victory theme in Brawl.
I don't remember.
That's a really bizarre nitpick, but I liked his victory theme in Melee.
I don't remember his victory theme.
It was the Earthbound Melodies, the last four melodies out of the eight melodies. Now you don't know? Okay. Toadette knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I never played Earthbound.
Oh, how could
you? I'm not good at RPGs. Literally, I tried playing it once. I couldn't get past, like, the beginning dungeon. Like, that little, like, arcade. I couldn't get past it. I kept getting defeated by the dudes outside.
This is why Timmy has told you that you need to get Nintendo Power... Wait, or whatever those guide things are. Guidebooks.
Oh, no, it's not that. I know how to beat them. It's online.
Yeah.
I've tried to beat them, I just can't. I'm not kidding, I think I played it not even a year ago, and I just can't get past it.
But in terms of Ness, I'm just glad Ness is returning, and I just can't wait to just knock some heads out with Ness. Ness's head too good. And also, Ness is gonna be the best Ness in Canada with Ness.
You just said Ness is...
Wait, oh, Ness? Said, wait, no, Tim...
You said Timmy's
Timmy has become Ness. Timmy he is one Ness, with okay. the Ness.
Yeah,
he's... Oh, that's creepy.
Timmy, I mean, it's all... I can't
You're terrible with Nate.
Oh my god, I'm literally just phasing out right now. So, Timmy has the best Ness
I know.
In Canada.
I know.
Okay, I had to make that clear, because people think I'm crazy right now.
Isn't Kells the best Sonic in Canada?
I don't know. I think she is. I mean, I feel like she is too. But I don't know for sure. Because there's a lot of people who play in tournaments that are, like, really, really, really good.
I wonder who's the best Ness in the world.
That's me.
Moving from...
Nah, it's not me. Timmy beat my Ness multiple times. Oh, but I beat Timmy's Ness before. But anyway, moving on.
Moving on from a character who had a clone to a character who is a clone. I'm doing good with these... reasonably good with this segue.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Mario.
Wait, before we start.
Before we start with the thing, I just want to get to the part. Dr. Mario, he's coming back from Melee, which is weird. He's a clone character because he's in a group of clones. But one thing that my theory is, I don't think he's gonna have Flood like Mario does. I think he's gonna have the Mario Tornado.
Yes!
I really want it, because if he does, he's already gonna be better than Mario even still. Like, he was better than Mario in Melee. He's gonna be even more better, because that Mario Tornado is... I love the Mario Tornado.
Yeah, make Mario his own Mario-ish thing, but make Dr. Mario like he was in Melee. Make exactly.
He'll be a semi-clone, which I like.
Yeah.
Dr. Mario, I'm surprised about, but...
Yeah.
Like, it's a...
I like it.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about Dr. Mario to be upset about him. It's, so right now, I'm kind of be... I'm going to be, like, indifferent about him.
He's cool.
So he how many Mario characters do we have?
Seven.
We have...
Seven, not counting the WarioWare character, Wario, and the Yoshi character, Yoshi, and the two Donkey Kong characters, Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong.
Okay.
So it's a lot.
Wow. Yeah, and none of them are Toad.
Sorry.
All of them are Toad.
They're Toad in disguise.
All of them should be, all of them should, you know that Toad that Peach pulls out, that's not actually a body shield, it's like she's pulling out her puppet master, it's this Toad controlling her on the inside.
So,
Ezzy, how do you feel about it?
Well, I actually wanted to talk about the newcomer, Dark Pit.
Really? Before, you already...
Really?
Before
Ezzy,
going over all
terrible.
The clones in general.
But I love... Okay, he's gonna be a clone, he probably has a silver bow instead of the Palutena bow, and he probably has different... He's probably gonna be the character with, like, slightly different percentages, and I'm guessing he's slower than Pit.
He's definitely gonna be a clone, because he's not with...
Oh, yeah.
Dark Pit supposed to be a clone in the game?
Yes, literally he is, but,
I think this is the first time we've actually...
He's grouped with the clones.
I think this is the first time we've actually had a clone that's, like, a legit clone in his home game.
Yeah... He is.
I don't know, like, just like Dr. Mario, I don't know enough about Dark Pit to be excited or upset about him, because I've never played Kid Icarus Uprising.
His nickname is Pit 2.
I know, yeah, I know that, because I have a friend who's played
And you play
the
as
game.
Him once.
Yeah.
You play as him once in a chapter. Honestly, I think, like, Dr. Mario's path is slower than Mario. I think it's the same thing with Dark Pit. I think he's just gonna have stronger attacks.
And he's gonna be more angsty.
Weaker attacks.
He's gonna sound more...
Isn't Lucina slower than Marth?
No, she's,
I think
slightly faster.
I think she's faster than Marth.
I think she's faster than Marth.
I think she's faster, but her attacks are a little weaker.
They're a little weaker, but they're more spread out. Like, her entire blade does the same amount of damage.
Except the tip.
Monster Stream. Yeah, just the tip. Anyway,
just tip.
Pit. Actually, I was gonna say maybe he'll have stronger attacks, but I think Pit was apparently really like very, very good. He's one of somebody made like the I think CT0
oh,
the dude.
Oh my god!
One.
Isn't Pit having some different moves?
Yes,
they can make Dark Pit like Pit was in Brawl.
Or maybe he can use different weapons, like the staff from Kid, because he has a dark. There is actually a weapon called the Dark Pit Staff, which I'm hoping is one of his. Like maybe he uses the Dark Pit Staff to conjure up some shields, so that'll be his down special. It's a clone for whatever his name is, Pits. Or maybe he can use it to launch. Use it as the upper dash arm is used. I want that Dark Pit Staff to return because I know he'll have the silver bow, which is the Palutena bow, but silver and without those little rings around his wrist.
Yeah, we got Dark Link, Dark Samus, Dark Pit. You know what's one?
Zelda.
You know it's the original Dark character that we actually see every night.
Darkness. Yes, I was right. That's a Brawl in the Family joke, and I love that joke.
Back to
Dr. Mario because Ezzy skipped
one more
out.
Guy.
Dr. Mario, he has to talk about Dr. Mario because he missed because Ezzy was trying to be all fancy, skipping the characters. Talk about that veteran.
I mean, whatever. It's well, that ties into my second point. I'll go back to Dr. Mario in a second. But with Dark Pit, I feel like Sakurai, when he was making Kid Icarus Uprising, he kind of knew that he wanted to have Palutena and Dark Pit in the upcoming game. So I think he kept that in mind when he created these characters, and I have a lot more confidence in Dark Pit being a little more special than the rest of the clones. Just slightly.
I don't think that.
Yeah, because Sakurai has favoritism.
I think I'm shocked that he is a character at all, because I wasn't expecting it. But
yeah.
Dr. Mario, I feel like, will be more special if he has to have that Mario Tornado. Like, Flood wouldn't make any sense on him.
Medical waste.
Dr. Mario doesn't even know who Dr. Mario doesn't even know who Flood is.
Yeah, he hasn't, he had a WiiWare game, but that's it. since before.
So you guys are saying, are you guys saying like Dr. Mario is like a Mario from alternate universe? I always figured that Dr. Mario was just like one of Mario's various adventures.
Or maybe that's
I think
like
it's
how
a different
he gets
Mario. There's multiple Mario.
It's the Mario verse.
Yeah.
Watch out! Someone's gonna make this a fan theory, not just
that's already
a theory.
It's probably already done.
Dark Pit.
After this podcast is over, and I bet you if you go on Google and look up like Mario alternate reality theory, you'll probably find like thousands of stuff about it.
Yeah, there's also like that theory like. Every time Mario dies, it opens up a new universe.
Oh my god, let's not even get into that.
Dark Pit will not, I hope he's not as special, because I hope he's not as good as Pit, because I like Pit more than Dark Pit. Moving on to the last character.
Whoa, no. I still want to talk
more?
About...
more?
Well, you're not letting me do my point.
Sorry, I'm apologizing. I apologize.
With the clones in general, people have been kind of like, why are there clones? This is so dumb. I'm fine with clones because they're clones. They don't take a lot of effort to make, and for me, when I look at it, it's either you could have them or you don't have to have them, because they're just... I mean, obviously, I'm not a game developer, but they take not as much effort to make as another character, and if they already existed before, why not just bring them over from the past? Like, that's fine with me. I have a lot more criticism for characters like Bowser Jr., who you actually went the whole mile to create a new moveset, complete animations, all that stuff. So when people say, like, why are you mad that he's taking up a spot or whatever? Well, for Bowser Jr., I think someone else is more deserving. But for a clone, it's like, okay, well, that didn't take too much. That I feel more like that's more okay. Clones are more okay than having a new bad character. I'm not saying Bowser Jr. is bad, but having... Do you guys understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
with this?
I understand what you're saying, and I'm sad about it. Because I like Toad, but I find Bowser Jr. just a bit more versatile.
What people don't understand is those clones didn't take up spots. People are saying, oh, these clones are taking up spots. Those characters were going to be in either...
Clones
characters
are
kind of
more like extra characters.
Yeah,
I don't
the
think
characters
so
that you wanted, they were either gonna be in with the clones or without the clones, and they're not in with the clones. So obviously, the clones were gonna be there anyway. So I don't understand why everyone's making such a big deal about it. I mean, if the character you really wanted was gonna be in, he was gonna be in. He or she would have been in with the clones. So there's no reason to get all crazy about the clones, in my opinion.
Oh.
Bonus characters.
Bonus character.
Bonus character.
Bonus.
Okay, so now can we go to the last guy?
Ezzy, do you want to introduce him or her?
Then.
You know, you can do it.
You don't know anything about him, do you?
Not really.
I don't know anything about him either. He's blonde, he has a glowing sword. Apparently he's like another chosen one from an alternate dimension where a whole bunch of giant creature thingies are like dead and they like live inside them, which is really gross and really weird. And there were like two thingies that created the universe, and he's blonde and he's a glowing sword, and I already said that before, and he's called the Monado, and he's Shulk, and I don't care about him. Honestly, I didn't expect him in the game. I really don't know why he's in the game still. I don't care about him. Moving on.
Shulkamania's running wild, brother!
Also, he was shown in the along with Bowser Jr. and Ganondorf, he was shown in the footage, and he appears almost to be a mix of several different of the Swords characters. He has a lot of, like, I think he has, like,
he does a lot of spinny moves.
Yeah, he is, but I think he has some attacks, like, from other characters. He definitely had Link's up smash, I saw that. And he might have had Link's melee down smash, I think, or some characters down smash, it was he spins around with the sword. Maybe that was the Meta Knight, but I don't care about him. Like, really, I don't understand why he's in the game. I know Monolith Soft was bought by Nintendo, but I thought I don't think they bought it until after, like, Smash was first in development, when they made the characters, so... I just don't want him in the game. Okay, he's the Bowser Jr. of, like, all the other guys, for you guys. He's the Bowser Jr. for me. But at the same time, I'm fine with him in the game, because... A lot of people don't want characters in the game, but I'm like, there are other characters. Like, if he's not gonna be your main, like, I don't see why you care. Like, Maybe I'll use him, because there are so many characters I want to play as, it's not even funny, so perhaps I can maybe find... Maybe I'll be using him in the future.
For the third time in a row, like Dr. Mario in Dark Pit, I don't know enough about Shulk's universe to be...
I don't either.
To be... I mean, I kind of... I am excited for him, but excited in the sense that I have a friend. My best friend, he really, really, really wanted him in. So if this leak turns out to be real, which it most likely is, he's already shit his pants over the fact that a certain someone's coming to Mario Kart 8.
Oh, yes, I want to talk about that.
I know exactly what friend you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. Wait.
It's a mutual friend that me and Staryu had back in our YouTube days, but I'm still best friends with him. Yeah, he's really excited about a certain someone coming to Mario Kart 8, and he really wanted Shulk in Smash Bros. So when he finds out about this, he's just like me. He's one of those people who doesn't believe a leak until like it's said out of Nintendo themselves. But if he finds out it's true, he's gonna be like, ah! All
right, I think we're done with this. We've literally talked for an hour just about the character. Well, I know Azia's still
that's,
more. I know
that's
you have
a
more. Just
huge. The characters are like the hugest talking point. But two things we want to go over before
quickly.
Move on to stages. How do you like the roster so far? Or, okay, how do you like this roster overall? Like, is it... How does it... We'll get to that. And are there more characters? So, and who are they? So, very first one, how do we like this roster? How does it compare to past games?
Can I say just how does... Like, it's better than Brawl, and I think it's a little bit better than Melee, because it's not as clone-heavy, so it's... I think it's one of the best ones. Well, I think it is the best one we had, because Smash Brothers, the original, had 12 characters. Melee had a lot of clones, which kind of bothered me. Like, I understand what you were saying, Izzy, before with the clones, but, like, a lot of characters were clones. It was kind of a problem. And this one is not as clone-heavy. It's not as Brawl's one, where it's just kind of boring to me. They added some really unique newcomers, so... I love it. I really love the roster. Still not a fan of Greninja, but whatever.
Yeah, I like this roster because it has a lot of characters. So, overall, there's a lot of versatility for people, a lot of choices to go through, but not so much for me. So I'm going to say overall it's a good roster because it has a lot of options, but for me, it's eh because a lot of the newcomers aren't really impressive. As I explained before, I don't have that many guys to choose from, but that's really more my problem, because my favorite characters happen to be characters that have no chance at all getting in Smash Bros. Like, if I'm lucky, there'll be a trophy, that's it.
Well, there's definitely gonna be a trophy of Toad. I mean,
gonna be a trophy of Toad. There's one thing I actually discussed on Skype that would have been cool if Toad was a playable character. If he had a skin that made him look like Toadette. I would go bonkers.
Honestly, I would go bonkers over that. if Toad were in this game, he would definitely have a Toadette alternate skin.
At least a color where he turns pink.
Oh.
That would be cute. That'd be awesome. He'd be like a pink toad. Like, he's still like a male toad, but he's like pink. That'd be cute.
As for me, the roster is pretty all right with me. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed with no Ice Climbers, no Lucas, but that doesn't really bother me extremely, like, to the extreme point. So, like, I still think it's a pretty good roster. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm already really excited for this game, and just seeing these leaks and stuff, they just spoil me oh so much. I'm just so spoiled at the moment. Like, not in a bad way, just, like, really, like, it makes me more and more excited. I just want to play the game right now. So the roster is pretty decent to me, so I'll say it's pretty good compared to the past ones. I think it's pretty good.
And, yeah, the more the better. This is the best one yet. I mean, I don't see how you can argue that. It's basically all the other ones, minus a few, and plus a whole bunch. So it's hard to argue. And then
thank God there's no Snake with his magic feet.
I don't want Snake in here at all.
Yeah, we don't need Snake. And any more characters? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so the rumor, there's actually two rumors, and we don't know who's actually the real person, or if any is a real person, but the Chorus Kids are both in the, leaks, rumor thingies, and then one of them had, I think, Impa, Mewtwo, Mach Rider, and somebody else, who I don't remember, and the other one was the Chorus Kids, Dixie. Mewtwo, and Dixie Kong.
I really hope Mewtwo is not in. No offense.
I don't want Mewtwo in.
A lot of those are even stupider than Bowser Jr. being in there.
Well, no, I don't want Dixie. If that character thingy.
Dixie should just be a skin for Diddy Kong. Yeah, I mean, I know Dixie Kong. I know from my knowledge of Donkey Kong that Dixie fights or plays a lot differently than Diddy does in Donkey Kong games, but. At the most, they should just make her, like, a skin, since they have enough power now to make completely different skins, like, just look at, like, the Samus and Little Mac alts.
Well, I wouldn't compare, I would say that, but first of all, I love Dixie Kong, but Dixie Kong, the one thing that wouldn't work, I think everything would work if she were a skin for Diddy. Her recovery, it doesn't make sense for her to have the rocket barrels. Like, she'd have to use her ponytail. That's just her thing. That's her recovery thing. She's done it since Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying.
I really would want her as a Smash Bros. Character. But right now, like, I know you can have a whole bunch of characters in Smash Bros. Right now, maybe the next game when we're probably going to have, like, a whole bunch, like, maybe, like, 50s. We've probably a whole bunch of characters. Dixie Kong would make sense, but this one I just feel like she would feel out of place for. And Mewtwo, yeah, I agree. Mewtwo's so overrated for the Smash Brothers thing. Like, I don't remember people even using Mewtwo that much. Like,
Mewtwo there are two names that I hear a lot tossed around when it comes to Smash Brothers, and most of the time it's for a joke because they basically turned to jokes now. And it's Mewtwo and Ridley.
I knew it. Ridley was the last one in that one with Dixie, or not Dixie Kong. The Mewtwo was the one with Impa.
There's that whole joke with Ridley being too big, but that's legit. Like, he's too big. And he's not big. Like one of those characters where, he'd be better if you just scaled him down, like Bowser and whatnot, because he would look weird if you scaled him down, because Bowser changes size all the time, and so does Charizard pretty much. But, like, a tiny Ridley would just look weird. And even then, if Ridley was small, he'd still have a giant-ass wingspan. You can't change... the size of his wings, and then he just wouldn't be Ridley anymore. He'd just be, like, weird alien pterodactyl guy.
To note, though, Ridley has been... Or not Ridley. Bowser has been, at least recently, have this about the same size comparatively... But,
yeah,
I mean.
The point is, though, Bowser, it's much more common to see Bowser change his size than Ridley.
Staryu or SZ, don't leave me hanging.
All I'm saying is that I really don't want to see Mewtwo in the game. Personally, in Melee, he sucked, and I don't think they can...
What?
In Melee, he did. He sucked. He was horrible.
He wasn't that bad.
Super light and super slow.
Basically, anything he could do, Lucario does now. Even though they're in Pokemon, they're two different, two completely different Pokemon with different movesets, different stats, different abilities, different typing. But in Smash Brothers, Lucario is pretty much does what everything that Mewtwo does.
Pretty much, Jigglypuff in Brawl is basically Mewtwo in Melee.
I don't think Mewtwo sucked that much, but he wasn't that good.
He was really bad, or he was the slowest, the one of the weakest in terms of smashes. What else?
I know Project M fixed him up a lot.
Yeah, I know Project M fixed him, but he had the slowest smashes. Light.
With you. I'm agreeing with you, but then why does everybody want him back? Like, I know he's a character that everybody loves, but nobody used him. Nobody ever, like, there are some characters.
He was one of those characters that people loved ironically. Like, people love Mewtwo because of, like, the movie Mewtwo, like the badass Mewtwo. But in reality, he wasn't a good character, and pretty much nobody used him. So basically, they're not saying that we want Mewtwo back. They said we want Mewtwo back and make him better.
Yeah,
I don't, yeah.
Okay, Mewtwo is basically the ice climbers of this game. People just want him back because he was gone. That's how I feel.
No.
Like,
a lot of people use the ice climbers. Well, to be fair, because
really?
Chain grabs. Yes, a lot of people use the ice climbers.
I used the ice climbers.
The chain grabbing?
Yeah,
they were really good.
They're the second highest rated character in Brawl next to the overpowered Mewtwo because of their chain grabs.
I used to also chain grab SC.
Oh, I remember that.
What are you talking about, Saul?
Wait, in the community night.
I chain grabbed SC.
Moving on. I didn't get to say what I thought. Dixie would be cool. Mewtwo, okay, whatever. Ridley, Toadette said it perfectly.
Impa.
Impa is way too similar to Sheik. No, I don't want that.
No, Impa could be different. Impa's different in Hyrule Warriors. Well, I know.
I still think they're so similar. What was the other one?
I don't remember. The Course Kids.
If there's anyone I want from Rhythm Heaven, it should be the wrestler guy.
I like the rest. He's like the mascot character. He's always on show.
It should be the wrestler guy. Like, he was only in one Rhythm Heaven guy, but he was already the coolest guy there.
Whoa, you go, big
and
guy.
His final smash should just be him flexing, going, "Ah!" Everyone explodes. Like an Old Spice commercial.
Okay, we're going to move on to... Saul, you're going to sit down for this one.
Oh, no, I gave you this. I get to read them. I gave you them.
Oh, I'm going to do it a little differently, though. I already have an idea. since we're pushing it on the time here. I'm going to say the stage, and then everyone else is going to say yay or nay. That will be your answer. Okay. And then if we want, we can go into specifics. Okay?
Okay.
Just make sure your yays and nays sound different.
Actually, this is a good idea.
Yay, nay.
Yes. Okay. Mushroomy Kingdom.
No.
Nay.
Nay.
Wow. Okay. Yoshi's Island from Brawl.
Yay, because it looks so much better.
Yay.
Corneria.
From what game?
It's on Melee.
Yeah.
Yay.
Nay.
Don't know.
Nay.
A new SNES F-Zero.
Yay.
Stage.
Yay.
I don't know how it works, and I don't really like the F-Zero game.
WarioWare from Brawl.
Yay.
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 Distant Planet from Brawl.
Nay.
Yay.
Nay.
Yay.
Yeah, I agree. Pink Stage, rumored to be from Mother...
Earthbound.
Just Earthbound, sure, yes.
Actually, it's from the original Mother.
Yay!
It starts with an M.
Yay!
Earthbound Zero.
Yay, question mark, like I said.
A Pictochat-like stage.
Yay!
Yay.
Flat Zone or Flat Zone 2.
Yay! If it's Flat Zone 1, I can't stand it.
Flat Zone 2 sucks.
Which is the one with the parachute where you can jump on the trampoline?
That's Flat Zone 2.
I like that one. I like jumping on the trampoline. And I like climbing inside the building. That's fun. That stage and PictoChat are just fun stages to mess around with.
Flat Zone 1 was so annoying to me as a kid because everyone would just like go up to the top and grab me and throw me and then I'd be dead.
And Gold Plains from Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yay!
I think it's called Gal Plains. It looks really nice from the thumbnail, so
yay.
Apologies if we mispronounced it. Or even
don't know much about Xenoblade,
but it looks
promising.
Beautiful.
It looks ostentatiously bodacious.
So I'm gonna say
bodacious.
So there's a few things that stand out. There are so many retro stages that I'm a little surprised to see. I'm surprised there's no Luigi's Mansion stage from Dark Moon.
Coming out your life.
Well, I don't mean it doesn't have to work like
I know.
Just something from that game.
I don't want another Mario stage because there's 7 Mario stages. Wait, no, 5, sorry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, move
Anybody
on.
Anybody else? No, you guys, nothing to say on the stages? Too many,
no,
too little.
No.
I think, actually...
We can't really talk much about the stages since we've only seen pictures of them. And
the Kirby...
And the only stages we've actually seen that in action in those videos were the retro stages, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
What I don't like is the Kirby stage is either... Maybe it's just a whole bunch of Game Boy games, or it's just Kirby's Dream Land. But it's Kirby's Dream Land from, like, the Game Boy, and I don't like that. Like, the new... Most of the characters, except for the Mario series and the Zelda series, have one stage to them. The Zelda series has two, and the Mario one has five. And then all the others have one. That's it. And the Kirby one is not even technically... Like, it's the Game Boy. It's not really much of... whatever it's called. Like, I guess the Duck Hunt. The Duck... I don't like it. The Duck Hunt one... Duck Hunt Dog, I guess, has the Nintendo stage. I like to think it like that. Oh, no, and the Mii Fighters have three stages.
Alright.
There should be a Duck Hunt stage where there's, like, a, where there's, like, a hazard where it's, like, a little aiming bar and it shoots at you. And, like, if you get hit, you, like, fly a bit.
I like that, like, or like, it's, like, yeah, like, sniping.
Okay, so kind of to wrap up this whole leak discussion, is there anything else from the leak besides stages and characters that is worth mentioning?
Potato.
No.
No. Okay. I will say that the pictures of the day that have come out since the leak have basically confirmed that the leak is true. I said the leak.
Wait, really?
I'm almost certain. Like,
there was one picture that was showing
the challenges.
There was one picture that was showing. There was one picture that was showing like what the Monday picture was. The bets thing, the spectator bets. The leak showed that and
spectate.
The leak showed that, and then on Monday there was a picture that showed the mode in action.
Oh yeah, and spectator mode.
That's just what I just said.
I thought you were talking about the scale thing.
Ugh, this doesn't.
Whatever.
I don't see the connection between the two, but whatever.
What?
That's what you just said, right?
I was talking about spectator mode, where you could put bets on
As
people.
In God.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the classic mode where
no.
you change the intensity and.
Pay attention yes. now.
Okay. That's it.
Woo! All right. Pause.
Just pause everything because we have some big news.
Wait. Really quick about the leak.
Ugh.
Are you happy that this happened, or do you wish you were left surprised?
I am spoiled, so
I'd rather be surprised.
I wish it didn't because the Japanese game was still spoiled it for us. So I just wanted it to happen then.
Yeah. The game was going to come out in 3 weeks, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just the Japanese leak it, but whatever. We were going to have it eventually, so better late than never, or early than okay.
Okay, so that's the leak. I hope you guys liked the discussion. We're gonna quickly go into some Mario Kart 8 DLC nonsense. Because this week the update was released. It was this morning.
No, it was yesterday.
Most of us got it like pretty much before the podcast started.
Yeah, same.
I got it literally just before the podcast. I played as you go into it. It was revealed yesterday to BH.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna just talk about the update really quick. There's a map. There's Yoshi colors if you pre-purchase the upcoming DLC. There's
which we'll talk about in a sec.
What else? The new vehicles.
Shy Guy colors.
Wait,
yes.
When you get the Shy Guy colors.
You get them right when you get
If you pre-order the DLC, even though the DLC doesn't come out until later, you get the Yoshi and Shy Guy colors instantly.
Oh, okay. I gotta do that. I gotta go to a store and get some.
I need a credit.
I need a credit card because those cost money.
I like the I like the Shy Guy and Yoshi colors. They're very beautiful.
What colors do we have? I know
we have light blue, black, white, orange, dark blue, yellow, red or green, depending on the character for Yoshi or Shy Guy, and yellow.
You said yellow already.
Pink.
Yeah.
Oh, I did? Wait. Oh, pink. I'm sorry. It was pink.
Okay, those are some good colors.
One thing I'm kind of upset, though, is why didn't they give us any Toad colors?
I'm surprised, like, Shy Guy over Toad. Like, Yoshi's, I like because they remind me of the Yoshi
story.
So,
I guess Toads don't really come in as many colors as Shy Guy does. I mean, in Paper Mario, they come in a bunch of colors, but in the main series games, the Toads, at least the male Toad, because it would obviously just be Toad himself that would change, They male toads, they only come in red, blue, yellow, green, and purple.
Yeah, did you play Mario Kart DS, Soul? Like, if you do download play, yes. You know, Shy Guys come in tons and tons of colors. Green, yellow,
pink. It also happens in Mario Kart 7, I believe. If you play without a card.
I think so, yeah, but I think you get to customize your vehicle, at least.
Yeah, you get to do that, but you have to play a Shy Guy.
Alright.
And I love the map on the game.
It's great. Yes, I've been trying that out, too.
Oh, I haven't tried the map out yet, probably because I only played for...
All
I
you
only
have to
played
do is
for,
press minus.
Yeah, I only played for, like, 10 minutes just to try out the cars, and I almost forgot that you could do that, but I kind of wish you could change the color. I kind of wish you could change the color of the car, but because
I saw Peach in a red one. There was a red version of one of the cars.
Yeah, the white car doesn't. Toadette gets a white car, and I don't think the white one looks really good on her. She should have got on a red car. Toad gets a blue car, and that looks good on him.
I like the third car. I don't like the roadster or the SUV.
I like how the cars actually make like real car sounds when you drive on them.
Oh, it's the silver. I don't like the silver. I like the roadster. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So that's basically the update. But yesterday, in preparation for the update, we got the announcement of the two upcoming DLC packs. I'm gonna quickly go
over
them.
Hold the phone.
Whoa.
Hold the phone. So, Yoshiman, remember I mentioned earlier that I was going to kill Yoshiman about something, and this is why, because I was about to rip out his throat, like, I was getting really ticked off. I said, Nintendo, and Staryu was doing this kind of, but then I think he realized what I was saying. I posted a link 3 times. I posted it to a Go Nintendo article. I posted to, I think, an IGN article. He kept saying, I can't believe, like, I hope this isn't real, like, I don't think that, like, when will they confirm it? Like, who leaked this? Like, I'm like, it's real thing. They confirmed it. It's not a rumor thing. So, Yoshiman, next time, pay attention. And it wasn't like, it was like, oh, he must have missed the message. Because I put it 3 times. I quoted it. It got to the point where he literally, it looked like, I thought it was like, does he not see I'm messaging him? Like, I'm literally saying, look, it's here. You can see it here. And moving on. Yoshiman, pay attention.
Okay.
DLC packages.
Yeah, as he get into them.
Okay, yeah, I'll really quickly go over them. Pack 1 is Zelda theme. There are 3 characters, Link, Tanuki, Mario, and Cat Peach. There's 4
Cat
vehicles.
Peach.
Cat
including...
Peach, yes.
I wish it was Cat Toad, because
actually,
Toad's
I really
cuter.
Like Tanuki Mario. I'm
yeah,
Tanuki
I
want to
play as Cat Toad. He's so cute.
Cat Toad's so cute.
He's so cute.
So kawaii.
I
want
to pet his belly.
Okay, I'm going to quickly go through them we just have it all on the table. 4 vehicles, including Blue Falcon, 8 tracks, one cup is the Zelda cup, 1 is a Yoshi cup. Second pack is Animal Crossing. Characters are Villager, Isabel, and Dry Bowser. There are 4 vehicles. There's 8 tracks, again, and split into a New Leaf cup and a, what is that called? The Bell cup, basically.
The Bell cup.
Yes, okay, Staryu, what do you think?
I think everything is really bodaciously ostentatious. I'm kind of shocked about Link, though. Like, I know Animal Crossing, I can't really picture Animal Crossing and all that stuff, but Link is just something I kind of was like, about. Because Link doesn't really fit into that little cutesy world of Mario. Like, Animal Crossing, neither does Animal Crossing, but it kind of...
It at least fits better.
Yeah, it fits better, because, you know, at least in Animal Crossing, you know, you have Mario stuff, you know, you have... furniture and all that other stuff that it's just kind of cartoony. While Legend of Zelda, it's more like, you know, action and, you know, things like that. So I was kind of shocked about Link, but, you know, I'm pretty sure lots of you kiddies watching are gonna be like so excited about this, because I know, like, that's like every kid's like dream to play as Link and Mario. So yeah, your dreams
come
true.
Part.
So I'm just excited for it. I'm definitely gonna get the packs, and yeah, I just can't wait.
Yeah, I'm gonna get those too. Mostly for I don't really care about the characters, but it is pretty nice to see new characters.
The courses.
Because I already got my mains right here, but the new cards and the new courses, obviously, those are really awesome.
Animal Crossing New Leaf
comes
one looks
back
amazing.
As a retro course.
Yes, it's interesting because I thought the one with the Zelda one? There was the Triforce Cup and the
Yoshi.
I thought the Yoshi Egg one was going to be, like, the Retro Cup, because The Triforce one is a retro cup. If you download the thing, they have the four cups available. You just can't play them. It just shows the cups. And if you scroll over them, it's just mystery, 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 whatever. But the Triforce cup is a retro cup, and I'm assuming that Wario's Gold Mine is going to be it, because that's the one that, that's the retro course we saw. We also saw a Excitebike course. It's going to be in there. And we saw an Animal Crossing New Leaf one, which I'm so excited. It looks, we only saw the gate, like the finishing gate, but just so happy. Also the game, the first one comes out in November, and the next one comes out this May, which is when I end my school year almost.
Jeez, that's like so
it's
far
forever
away.
Oh, I wish they didn't announce the Animal Crossing New Leaf one, just because, like, why?
Well, what sucks also, is that you'll have the placeholder like icons in the game, and they're going to be there until May. Oh my god!
Wait,
gosh.
Another thing, I don't like that. I like the characters Captain Peach and Tumuki Mario, I guess, but I'm disheartened that they don't have like other Mario characters instead. Like, we have Dry Bowser in the upcoming Animal Crossing one, but like, why don't we have Birdo or Diddy Kong?
Petey Piranha.
Well, Birdo and Diddy Kong have superiority over the two. Dry Bones. Okay, never mind. Dry Bones trumps both of them, even though he hasn't been in the game as long.
They should have, like, a Dry Bones skin for Koopa. They should, like, if they make a fur DLC pack, it should, if you pre-order it, it should come with Toad colors and colors for Koopa that, like, a Dry Bones color and, like, a red Koopa color and, yeah, like, a Paratrooper color.
Hmm.
They could do, because when you pick a Yoshi color or a Shy Guy color, you bring up a little sub-menu. They could do that with so many of these characters, like all the Marios.
Like,
and
Mario.
I mean, Metal Mario has, like, different stats and whatnot, but honestly, just make them the same. Who cares?
Can we discuss that there's four Marios and four Peaches now?
Yeah, you could do that with, and same thing with Bowser. Just switch it to Dry Bowser. Or,
yes,
like you said, Koopas, Toads, different colors. There's just so many possibilities you can do with that instead of making all the babies can be one. You can click on Baby Mario and then have all these options for the other babies. It's just a little disappointing.
Baby.
For characters, it's like Link, I think that's cool. I'll play as Link. The Animal Crossing characters that's interesting. I think Villager's kind of weird. But then the other three, it's just like, what?
I want so many characters back. Like, it's not a problem, but these stages or these courses, I'm very, very, very excited for. There's also an F-Zero course, and there's what appears to be a barren woods. I can't tell; it's some forest, but it's in the Animal Crossing pack, not the Zelda one,
looks
or at least showing
amazing.
The preview. It looks pretty, but why is it in the Animal Crossing one? Like, makes no sense to me.
I'm not going to try to make sense of tracks, because we really don't know anything about that. But that's what I'm most excited for, is just new tracks.
I know,
and then it's most likely
you can do, like, Grand Prix on those, too. So then you'll have more,
you have to
work more to get those triple stars.
They said they're cups,
So, dude, that's like, that's like 16 whole new courses. Like, you get 50% more courses, like 50% more courses, like six brand smack dab new characters, 16 alternate colors for Yoshi and Shy Guy, new carts, all for just $11. That's a really great deal, and that's $11 if you order both of them. Each one alone is like $8.
13. It's 13 counting.
Oh, that's the saleswoman, isn't she?
Great deal for DLC. Like, you get so much for I know, like, $13 seems like a lot, but when you think about how much stuff you get, it's a really great deal. You're getting basically, like, another half to the game.
Especially since each one individually is $8.
You're getting a whole another half to the game when the game itself was, like, $60.
Do you think the DLC will work like? Actually, I don't think it'll probably work like how it does in Mario Garf. The best part is I accidentally said Mario Garf, but it worked. In Mario Garf World Tour, it probably works just like that.
Yeah. How many fangirls are you better gonna play as Link just to see his butt on a bike?
Me.
It's also him.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fangirls and fanboys, just fans in general.
Actually, I don't really like Link that much. I was just excited. I've always wanted a mix of characters, like Mario Kart. I wasn't expecting them to do it for Mario Kart, but I like it all the same. I'm hoping that there's going to be... We already have a Blue Falcon coming in, like the vehicle. It's one of the carts in the Zelda package. I'm hoping we have a bike. I know it's, like, really weird, but I want a bike that's styled off of Epona, because I just like Epona a lot, and I want to see her as a cart.
An Epona bike, just the little horse legs. What if it was... What if
no,
it was
like, the
Epona
horse legs would
and,
be, like...
she had, like, jets coming out of her butt, like...
No, I want
wow.
the...
Wow, okay, I think that means it's time to finish up.
Flying horse.
Once we start talking about things like that... Gosh. Yeah, we're not going to do an ending information because this is a kind of a special episode. So,
what?
You know where to find us.
We can do it.
Let's do an ending information.
Okay. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. You can check out Mario Party Legacy at MarioPartyLegacy.com and The Lost Levels Podcast at TheLostLevels.com. Dang it. TheLostLevels.MarioPartyLegacy.
You screwed up.
Dang. Okay. Star, you go ahead.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I'm Spider Star everywhere in the universe, in France, United States, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand, whatever. I'm everywhere. Okay, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, all of it is Spider Star U. Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, Twitter, at Spider Star U, Google Plus, add me to your circles. And yeah, Nintendo Network. Make sure you say that I got robbed if you're gonna add me, so I can know
be a
you watch.
Square.
Yeah, don't be a square. Pull up a chair and add me on
Ooh.
Nintendo Network.
Yeah, you can follow me on Tumblr at unofficial Toadette and meet me on Miiverse at Toadette Wii U. That's Wii spelled W-E-E. And if you want to friend me, make sure to message me with the words "I got robbed."
As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Abs of Powers. I'm saying that very monotonous. At Abs of Powers or my Tumblr, Greninja. That's Greninja. Or it's Greninja with a Y instead of a J. Nintendo Spot for my website. And I love you all. I'm not giving out my Nintendo
Network.
You can find that on my forum. You can find that on my forum profile. And I know half of you are lazy, so you won't do that. So that's why I just keep it there. So maybe like four of you will find it on my profile. But make sure you say I got robbed if you actually find it.
And I'm Super Zambazy everywhere. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And be sure to check out our upcoming podcast on Saturday, the big Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door episode.
Yay.
It's going to be amazing, hosted by...
I beat it.
Okay, great. Who cares? By the amazing Dark Boo.
The ever-bodacious.
Boo-licious.
Yes.
And Timmy's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I forgot. Timmy's going to be in it.
Yes. Okay. See you next time.
We'll see you across
Bye,
the frozen sea.
I make
yes,
my triumphant return September 6th.